This is the Texas Standard. I'm Lauren Silverman. Okay, quick trivia question. Remember all the civil unrest of the 1960s, or at least learning about it? Okay, good. Now see if you can remember the name of a historic march from that time. Was your answer the March from Selma to Montgomery? How about the March on Washington? Both are correct, but in Texas, there was another major march. It's known as the March from Rio Grande City to Austin in 1966. The Standard's Joy Diaz reports on why that march 50 years ago and some other Texas civil rights events have been pretty much forgotten.
Our collective dictionary for the concept of civil rights, historically speaking, includes heroes such as Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King.
I still have a dream.
It includes iconography like the white signs held by striking Memphis sanitation workers proclaiming, "I am a man," in bold capital letters. It includes songs. But our dictionary is incomplete without the names of people like Daria Vera from Rio Grande City, Texas, a heroine in her own right. I was always at the forefront of the fight, Vera says. And I was never afraid. At the time, Vera was 20. She says when she walked off her farm working job in 1966, she knew Texas Rangers would beat her up and arrest her. She knew she could have even been killed. But Vera stuck with the strike. The strike was to protest subhuman working conditions, child labor, and extremely meager wages. Strikers even marched to Austin and Washington, but the nation barely heard them. It barely saw them, and their stories didn't make it into our history books.
The American understanding of race and racial inequality has been largely dictated along the lines of a black-white racial binary.
Max Krockmal leads the Civil Rights and Black and Brown Oral History Project at Texas Christian University. He also teaches history. Krockmal says one reason why the labor and civil struggles of South Texas were overlooked at the time, this may sound familiar, was because Washington was so out of touch.
The intellectuals in New York and in Washington and the policymakers, they don't really understand what is a Mexican-American. Asian Americans are also excluded and not highly prevalent, so race for them still remains black and white.
But there were other reasons, right? Well, sure, Krockmal says. Another one is that history has been largely written based on a strong man narrative. Close your eyes and listen to Dr. Martin Luther King once more.
Let freedom ring from every mountainside.
Do we even know what the voice of Cesar Chavez sounded like? And his is the only name that gets some kind of recognition when it comes to the labor rights and civil rights of brown people. The people caught in between the black-white binary, with a leader whose voice was tame and calm. Krockmal says the last reason, perhaps, that the struggles of brown Americans have rarely made it into the history books is the language barrier. Just like strikers in Memphis, strikers in Rio Grande City carried signs. But theirs were in Spanish. Just like marchers in Selma sang, "We Shall Overcome," strikers in Texas told their stories through song.
Que bonita está la marcha.
But the songs were in Spanish.
You know, it's not exactly "We Shall Overcome," right? It's not as accessible as "We Shall Overcome" has been.
No, it's not. But once you hear this music, and once someone translates the lyrics, the words can be unforgettable. Daria Vera is now 70 years old. She recently received news the state of Texas plans to erect a historical marker in Rio Grande City commemorating the strike in March of 1966. So, though her story isn't in the history books, soon it'll be set in stone. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.
Nos vamos a Washington.